The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I am live. And, you know, just especially for you, I'm not in town. I'm not in the Washington metropolitan area. I'm actually in Chicago, and I'm teaching out here with a very dear friend, Dr. David Lee from Plymouth, Massachusetts. We're teaching a group of physicians, combined all different types and groups of people. There's about 40-some people here. And we're dealing with all kinds of protocols and insights relative to how the body handles immunological reactions and fighting things off and liver detoxification pathways. And it's been, you know, from our platform, it's pretty interesting. So what I want to do is I want to take some of that information and bring it into a format that you can really appreciate and understand and not just say, oh, wow, that's, you know, that's different than anything that I've ever heard. Obviously, we've been talking about everything from general immune response and a cytokine storm that we've all heard about, you know, with this COVID and viral patterns, this inflammatory reaction that's going on. And there's things that are out there that are common among all types of conditions. And, you know, we're talking about T cells and how you really identify whether or not you had this virus or you haven't had this virus. It's important to understand that all immunological responses have similar characteristics, but they're very different in how they move forward relative to affecting the body. You know, last week I was in Florida. I was in Port St. Lucie, and I attended a conference of 200 doctors, and there was all about functional medical nutritional protocols. And I delivered a paper on a very specific product and how it affected the growth, if you will, of what's known as enveloped type of viral patterns. And those enveloped viruses are the COVID viruses. They're the coronaviruses of all sorts. There's SARS going back into the day, and Ebola and MERS, and you name them. But there's a few of them that are not. Now, an envelope, and I want to start with that because I really want you to understand what happens with immunological systems. And we're going to give you some things that you can help yourself. And we're going to talk about some detoxification patterns that you might be able to implement, particularly if you have a natural care doctor and, you know, people who do the work that the Rozelle Center for Healing doctors do. And so you can have that data so you can have a good conversation with them. You know, we started out the conference yesterday and we talked about the vaccines that are out there, the Moderna and the Pfizer and the J&J and the ones that are being developed. There's a ton of them that are being developed. And we talked about old procedures. We talked about procedures in natural care. And one of the things that should be consistent above everything else, and it is in our field, is called informed consent. That means before you do any procedure, you have anything done to you or you acquiesce to submit to something, that they need to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about what it is that you're stepping into. Unfortunately, with all the heavy marketing and advertising that's going on today, informed consent has kind of been put in the back pocket. And so we get to believe the advertising, meaning the talking heads, the reporters. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, there was a clarity of informing the patient of what really was taking place, what their options were, what could take place. And a doctor swears an oath at graduation. It's called do no harm. It's a Hippocratic oath. First, do no harm to anybody. What that means is this: if they give you an aspirin, or if they give you Tylenol, if they give you Advil or Motrin, just doing that, they have to tell you what not only the benefits are, that it decreases inflammatory reactions and pain, but it also they have to tell you about what happens for some situations who people who have sensitivities or have been taking too much of this stuff. I'll give you an example. You know, a lot of people run to the medicine cabinet and grab a bottle of Tylenol when they have any kind of pain in their body. The problem with Tylenol, acetaminophen, is that it causes very severe problematic issues with liver function. Matter of fact, overdose Tylenol, and when I talk about overdose, it's not taking the whole bottle. I mean, repetitive use, long-term use of Tylenol often is so detrimental to the liver that that if you look it up, it is the number one cause of liver failure in emergency room admissions, the number one cause. But do they tell you that? Do they tell you that there's a risk of damage because they talk about the depletions of things that occur because of taking those types of things? You know, do they, when you take a statin, for example, something that's going to drop your cholesterol level, do they tell you that it, that statin depletes dramatically coenzyme Q10, causing other problems with the energy packs, the mitochondria within the heart? That's called informed consent. I am going to inform you of both the positive and the negative of the things that could happen. You know, patients have been asking me about the vaccines, and, you know, I tell them, look, my position is simply this. You have a right to choose. You know, and if the vaccines work and somebody is vaccinated, they really don't have to worry about you if you're not, if the vaccine works. You know, back in the day with the flu vaccines and going back beyond that, if you believe the vaccines were appropriate, and by the way, the flu vaccines on a good year averaged in are about 38% effective. You can look that up. Go to, you know, World Health Organization. You can go to CDC, and you're going to see that some years were really high and some years were almost non-effective whatsoever. So averaged out, that's what the number that you get. It's no different. And they had their side effects. The MMR vaccines have side effects. You need to choose based on knowledge and things that you can understand, and not just because some white coat tower authority tells you that this is what you have to do and puts you in an emotional position that you feel badly if you don't do it because you feel that you're letting everybody down or that your family is finger pointing at you and so forth. Informed consent is critical, whether it's a surgical procedure, is taking a medication, is making a choice not to do something. What is the outcome? What happens if you don't? You know, there's another piece of the puzzle. It's called right to try. And we talked a little bit about that as well with these brilliant doctors that we've been educating all weekend. When there's something going on that is terminal in your life and nothing else seems to work for you, you should have the right to try whatever it is that you decide to do. So that comes in, you know, with the pattern and all the conversations with informed consent as well. So you have to make sure that you have all the data, all the information. You need to go to different sites, look it up, get, you know, go to the World Health Organization, go to Joe Mercola's site, go to Dr. Rima's site. There's tons of them out there. And wait and ask yourself the question, does what I'm hearing, does this make sense? Are they explaining it in a way that I can really understand it and make a choice relative to my own body? I'm not telling you not to do something. I'm not telling you to do something. I'm telling you weigh the information in a balanced manner so you have that capacity to make your own decision, what is best for you based on the information and so forth. But we're seeing, and I used the term yesterday lecturing these doctors, we're seeing bullying techniques that are being implemented across the board. But what we're seeing is a side reaction. And some of these guys are amazing practitioners. They've been in the trenches for years. Some of them, you know, as long as I have, and one or two even longer, you know, over, you know, 44 to 50 years, and they've seen it all. They've seen all kinds of things, and they're supportive. What do these guys have in common? Well, the commonality between these practitioners is that they are very much in favor of supporting the body's own physiological functions and their ability of the body to repair and defend itself against virtually anything before they intervene with any kind of prescriptive therapeutic. And so that's what I want you to understand. The body was designed in such a way that it could resolve virtually anything that confronts it, providing immunological responses are supportive. So you need to do your homework, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we're going to talk about detoxification procedures today, how to get rid of things that cause a problem. We're going to talk a little bit about the gut, the intestinal tract, and things that you need to know about, you know, the symptoms that come about relative to headaches and clotting factors and things that compromise, you know, many systems, including your heart. What is someone to do about that? How can I be preventive? You know, my doctor just told me I have atrial fibrillation, or I have increased firing of the lower ventricles of the heart, that we call extrasystoles, if you will. I have that problem, or my blood sugar is starting to go up, or, you know, is insulin the only way that I can control that? If I go take metformin, what are my options other than that? What am I willing to do that may reverse the problem without doing more damage in other situations? Because trust me, all choices have options, and they have positive and negative effects, if you will. So I want to give you the things that are going to be the most supportive in your body. I want to give you the capacity to make choices at a level that perhaps you hadn't thought about. And this is what we're dealing with these doctors this weekend. We started teaching on Friday night. We went all day yesterday and broke for dinner and concluded about 10:30 last night. We're in the process right now. I've stepped out of the room. My co-teacher is continuing. It will be done today about 3:00, and I'll be home sometime tonight. But the process of education, whether it's doctors that are in the trenches or it's you, and my focus is you. My focus is giving you everything I can possibly give you so you can make a rational choice, not an emotional choice, a rational choice. So you understand that there are things that you need to consider, and you start with, how does the body work? What are the elements that go into? When I lectured last week down in Florida, and I'm talking about what happens with this specific envelope viral pattern. We focused a lot on COVID-19. What happens with it? Do you know it forms a shell? That enveloped pattern is a shell, very much like a biofilm presents itself with a Lyme pattern. And that enveloped that occurs because of the irritation, and you've heard it all over the television, the radio, and advertising, that spike protein, those little tentacles that, you know, everybody wants to point at, as it attaches to something called an ACE2 receptor. An ACE2 receptor is an angiotensin 2 receptor. Actually, when it's irritated and it's reacted, it's going to cause your blood pressure to go up. It'll cause an inflammatory reaction. So the body, your body, your cell, and this viral pattern together jointly forms a enveloped inflammatory barrier that now causes irritation in the system. It injects this enveloped viral pattern inside the cell, and it feeds on your central DNA and RNA patterns. So now it ties it up. So what happens ultimately is, because of the inflammatory cascade that you've heard so many times, it destroys the cell, but it germinates a continual barrage, if you will, of these viral conditions. So when you know that, and whether it's herpes 1 or herpes 2 simplex, and those are envelope viruses, whether it's this COVID viral pattern, whether it's an AIDS pattern, which is an envelope virus, and the list actually goes on, Marburg as well. There's a lot of research that's being done with many different products. I've been part of a research team from Texas Biological Research Laboratories. We're going to get into that. I'm going to give you some applications, but I want to show you how to clear your body, make it more supportive, and make sure that you have every opportunity, you know, to fight anything that happens to you. We're coming up to break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I'll be right back after some very important messages. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I am sitting in Chicago, by the way, just teaching a group of some amazing doctors, a little over 40 people. Incredible, incredible weekend, talking about all kinds of things, from what happens when you have to have a certain procedure, and it's called informed consent. You've got to let the patient know all the nuances, everything that goes on, whether it's neurological pathways and structural work, or whether you're giving it a medication or even a nutrient. You have to give them the opportunity to make a decision to say yes or no, but from a platform of understanding both ends of the totem pole. And that's, we're talking a little bit also about the the vaccines and the, if you want to call them jabs or whatever it is, the most important piece, and anybody who's asked me what my opinion is, I'm going to tell you simply this. In any procedure that you do, you need to have all the information, not just one side of the information. You shouldn't be pressured into doing anything. You shouldn't be coerced. There shouldn't be penalty. It should be your decision, your risk level, your tolerance of what it is that you want to step forward with. If it becomes anything other than that, then there's, you know, other things that concern me far more than what it is that they're trying to get you to think that you're preventing. So make sure, and we're going to talk about your, not so much your choices. I'm going to drop the informed consent thing at this point. We're going to talk about, you know, what you can do to help yourself, because with this group of doctors, these amazing physicians, we're talking about how the body handles certain situations. And I said last week I was in Florida lecturing in front of 200 doctors from across the country, and we were talking about the immunological responses relative to all types of disease functions and processes. The body is a beautiful and wondrous machine. It has everything it needs to protect itself, except when it's overburdened. So how does it become overburdened? It becomes overburdened when our dietary patterns are lousy, meaning that we're putting garbage in. You know my mantra, if you've listened to the program, we eat too many sugars and sodas and coffee and black teas and fast food and fried foods and alcohol and gluten and additives, preservatives and so forth, GMO foods. And so, it dampens your ability to fight things out. We're a society that if you look around, how many people, young people, have a little few too many pounds upon their back ends, their side ends, their front ends. Years ago when I grew up, it wasn't like that. But today we see a lot of that. We're cave dwellers. We never get outside. We eat things that are so adulterated relative to, how they grow things, the enhancement of our meats, the grain that they put into beef instead of, and the sugars that they put into things and the drugs that they do to enhance them to grow. All of those things go into our bodies, and subsequently we have a system that immunologically is not working the way it's supposed to. And by the way, I want you to know that you can call me here. Even though that I'm not in town, I can see the screen at the studio, and you can call me at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And I'll answer any of your questions relative to this. I found out that I could travel with my headset and my laptop. And since we're doing a lot of this these days on Zoom, you know, I'm available to you no matter where I am. And that's the way I want it to be. But we're going to talk about how you can get your body back to a state of health, things that you can do to make a difference. But I want you to understand the processes. You know, one of the things I showed the doctors yesterday is how you can determine what is not working in the body relative to muscle and neurological observations. In my world, you know, that know me know that I specialize in an area known as applied kinesiology, which means that we look at the neurological system, the biochemical, bioelectrical system, and the way the mind makes decisions relative to symptom presentation. That every muscle in the body has a neurological connection to the internal portions and liver and gallbladder and intestinal tract and heart and so forth. Well, one of the chest muscles that you have is called the pectoralis major sternal, means off the breastbone division. It attaches from the breastbone to your shoulder. Say it originates in the breastbone and it goes to your shoulder and inserts there. That muscle relates to liver function. So what we showed them something interesting is we tested a muscle, pectoralis major sternal muscle, and then we put a little bit of caffeine, organic coffee in their mouth, and just a few granules, not a lot, and we tested that muscle. If that muscle stayed strong, we call it facilitated in the vernacular, but stayed strong. It didn't deviate relative to the strength pattern. Then first phase of liver clearance was doing what it was supposed to do. And that first phase is important because it breaks down all the nasty chemicals and pesticides and so forth, and also helps conjugate and break down hormones so the body can deal with it. And then we dealt with phase two. Phase two, same muscle, but we put Tylenol in the mouth. And then we dealt with that because the phase two deals with drug interactions. And it was amazing how we got their attention. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that, but we're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. I have a lot of fascinating information and things that you can apply to help yourself and your family. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, you are, and I am live. You know, the beauty about technology today, and probably the one good thing that came out of this crazy lockdown, this COVID-19 experience that we've had over the last 20 months plus, is simply this. Technology has soared, and it's really helped. You know, over the years, and I've been on radio now for over two decades, when I had to travel, and if I wanted to do the program live, I had to do it with something called a Comrex unit. It was bulky, and it was boxy, and so forth. And now, here I am. I'm in Chicago. I'm teaching a three-day program with another amazing doctor out of New England, Dr. David Leaf. And I have my laptop, and I have a headset, and I have Zoom. And it locks into the station, and they modulate it, and it sounds like I'm sitting in the studio, which is a beautiful thing, right? So, but I want you to know that I can talk to you as well. So we're here at 888-630-9628. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. We're talking about immunological reactions. Started out the program talking a little bit about informed consent, and regardless of what procedure, what you decide to do, your decision, that you have the right to be informed relative to the potential consequences of anything that you do, whether it's a surgical procedure, whether you have a tooth extracted, whether you have braces put on. What are your options? You know, what can you do otherwise? And you have to make sure that you have the capacity to handle anything that may be negative, contrary to a decision that you thought was going to be supportive. And that's what we're talking about a little bit today. I want to talk to you about not only what takes place when you're exposed to an antigen being a viral pattern. You've heard of antigen testing. The Rozell Center for Healing, by the way, has both antigen tests and antibody tests. So what's the difference between an antigen first and an antibody? Because you need to understand a little bit of that as we go through the rest of the program. And I tell you some of the things that you can do, but you can call and ask the question too. I'm happy to answer that at 888-630-9625. An antibody is what you produce on your own to fight a specific situation, a viral pattern, if you will. And if you produce enough antibodies and your body does that naturally, that's called natural immunity. And last week when I was in Florida, we were talking about natural immunity and acquired immunity and then not so acquired immunity from, you know, the different vaccines and so forth and which things were the best and which things were not. So an antibody is your body's production. So when you hear an antigen test, it doesn't have anything to do with immunological reactions. The antigen is the identification of the viral element itself. So if we do a positive nasal antigen test, it says it's there. Now, an antigen test is different than the other testing that they've been doing, and it's actually much more accurate. So when you do an antigen test, and let's say you have a positive antigen response. So what happens when the body is susceptible to many viral patterns or this viral pattern or anything else that, you know, that shows up and we see there's a positive high level antigen? So we have an antigen exposure, this viral element. Okay. I keep going over. I know I sound redundant, but I want you to get it. So the next thing that takes place is the body has a response to that. That response to that is inflammation. You've heard the term, the cytokine cascade, this overreactive inflammatory reaction that takes place and causes tissue and cells to die. That's your inflammatory response. Then if it's prolonged and it doesn't go away, then it also stimulates the production of something called ACT, adrenocortical stimulating hormone, and subsequently cortisol. Cortisol, we all know, is the bad guy that is a stress hormone that begins, if it's prolonged too long at high levels, it actually will eat you. It'll break tissue down. It'll destroy tissue. You have to have so much cortisol to repair things. So if you use the vernacular, too much is not good. Too little is not good either. It has to be in a sweet spot. But if it continues, that cortisol that doesn't abate, because it should be high at certain times of day and low at certain times of day, if it continues, it has an irritation because that fight flight reactive mechanism with the high inflammation now affects other areas of the body. one of the areas it's going to affect is the liver, hepatic liver, and it's going to impair the body's ability to detoxify. Everything's got to go through the liver. Your body's got to get rid of it. Your liver's going to break it down. I talked to you a little bit in the first part of the program about we taught these doctors yesterday how to identify phase one and phase two problems without having to do a lot of blood tests. And it's a simple muscle test and exposure for phase one of just caffeine. And does it inhibit or weaken muscle function? Phase two is exposure to acetaminophen, Tylenol. Does that inhibit? So we know that certain things aren't going to work if that's the case. Then this overexposure, this cortisol level, then is going to break down your thyroid hormone conversion. What do I mean by that? Well, the thyroid produces a hormone called T4. It's called thyroxine. And that thyroxine then has to be converted into a stimulative hormone called T3. Where does that happen? Guess where? In the liver. So if this liver is getting bombarded for this overzealous inflammatory reaction and these high spikes of cortisol, can't get it done. It's not going to work. So you go into a hypothyroid condition or a Hashimoto's condition or even an autoimmune condition that goes. Then what it does is it starts beating up your body's ability to defend itself. It's the first defenders, the first line of defense. And who's that? Those are called IgA antibodies. You have them in your mouth and the mucus. You have them in your intestinal tract and the mucus. And they protect things from getting out of control. They can protect you against toxic anything, whether it's a heavy metal, whether it's a bacteria, whether it's a viral pattern. It's your army that protects you. It's the picadors, the guys that go out and weaken everybody before we kick into other levels of antibody reactions. So your IgA, when you talk to your doctor and you say, what's my IgA for whatever? If they can't answer that question, they haven't studied basic immunological responses. Your IgA is first, then your IgG is next. And so you look at that reaction relative to exposure. So a lot of the patients that we see, we run gastrointestinal immunological markers. And by the way, your intestinal tract is 75% of your immune system. If that thing isn't working, nothing's working the way it's supposed to. So if you have a gut that's inflamed, it's irritated, you have a lot of permeability within the intestinal system, it's not going to defend you. It's not going to work the way you want it to work. So the next thing that this overzealous cortisol does is it can produce ulcerations within tissue in the body, not just in the gut, but it can do that as well. Then it suppresses this little gland that sits right underneath your sternum, your breastbone, and it's called your thymus gland, and that produces your T cells. And those are really important when it comes to any kind of viral condition. So subsequently, you have to make sure that you're measuring the right things. Then you get this thing called insulin resistance. That means that insulin that's producing your pancreas to take your blood sugar, to grab it out of your blood and make it go into your tissue where you need for energy and brain function and so forth, not happening because now you have a vicious cycle that it's producing more inflammation. So you have this overactive situation. So we have a viral irritation. We have an inflammatory response. We have cortisol that spikes, and we have multiple pieces of your body's system that is no longer working the way it's supposed to. And actually, it'll begin to affect your hormone production, your what we call your androgens, your estrogens, and so forth and so on. So we're not going to get into that because, as I say, that's a subject for about 5 hours of my breaking it down into bite-sized pieces so we can all understand it. And so, but that's what I'm doing with these amazing doctors this weekend. And I just wanted to give you a little snippet of what we're talking about with them. But this antigen, and I want to go back to this antigen exposure, this viral exposure and what it does. You know, we said it increases the inflammatory reaction. But you know what happens then? It increases arterial plaquing. And that's where a lot of this, if you will, this uncontrolled clot formation is coming from with the exposure to some of these vaccines. And people have died from it. And you end up with this inflammatory myocarditis, which is the wrapper of the myo, meaning the muscle tissue of the heart itself, or pericarditis, and that's the surrounding and the pericardium, the coat, if you will, that surrounds the heart that helps it pump and attaches to your diaphragm and the like. So we know that those things are involved with any antigen exposure, any viral element, whether it's a common flu or cold or anything like that. And, you know, my head, my opinion is that you go out and vaccinate all of the, against all these things, it continues to lock you up. And when they really don't work, you're causing more problems than what it's worth. But I want you to have the data so you can make the choices. The antigens also get in and they cause the intestinal tract, your small intestine and your large intestine, not to work properly. And it can cause irritation and swelling and inflammation, and it begins to suppress, you know, your cholesterol and how it combines with bile. And now you get bloated and you get pain in your intestinal tract and you wonder where that's coming from. You got to get control of the inflammation before any of these symptoms go away. And we end up with a vicious cycle. And then the other thing that it produces is in an emotional response, an anxiety pattern that sometimes get out of control. So this antigen increases your cortisol. It increases your destructive elements called catecholamines that break tissue down. But again, I don't expect you to recognize the name. I just want you to know that you have to do some homework. So when you're dealing with the inflammatory reactions that can affect the heart, you got to look at the gut and the gastrointestinal system, meaning your stomach and your intestinal tract, small and large intestine, becomes affected because then the gallbladder goes into something called stasis. That means it doesn't work quite as well as it should. It's slow. It's irritated. It's sluggish. It's not working properly. And so when that takes place, you'll see things that arise like your lipids, your cholesterols and things of that nature. So gastrointestinal dysfunction can cause stress responses. Now you got a vicious cycle going on there. It's kind of crazy, right? And then once that stress goes up, you affect that old adrenaline. Well, adrenaline today, we break it down into several different components, and they're called epinephrine and norepinephrine and also something called aldosterone. But don't worry about it. Just know that you heard the terms at some point so you can say, hey, doc, what's going on with this, right? And see what happens. See if he stutters all over himself and can explain it to you. But having said that, what's someone to do that's had exposures to things that may not be appropriate? Well, here's the deal. You can fix a lot of this. You can detoxify a lot of this. There's more and more information coming out because there's more and more people getting sick from viral exposures of all sorts, let alone this COVID exposure that supposedly is out there in the variants. And by the way, the Delta variant is not just the only one that's out there. There is projected right now, there's over 150 different variants. That's huge, right? So which one is affecting you? Plus the flu, plus this and so forth. And we're dealing with something that if we don't go and affect the primary considerations, which is the body's immunological system across the board, we can have all the vaccines in the world. It's not going to do anything. It's just going to make us more problematic. So I want you to know what you can do and what you could do to help yourself. First thing, clean up your diet, my friends. Get the garbage that causes the inflammatory reaction, the things that you know that are going to cause inflammation, out of your system. It's a must. Make sure that you're getting digestive support. If you're taking a protein pump inhibitor that shuts down the production of your acid formation, you're not digesting anything. You need to get to somebody who can help you with that and turn that around, because believe it or not, except with the exception of very few percentage of cases, most GERD patterns and acid refluxes and so forth are not what they seem to be, and they're easily resolvable if the track is taken directly. There's some products that you have to be aware of. You want to decrease the inflammatory action. How do you do that in the initial phases? If you know you're not feeling good after you've had any kind of vaccine, it doesn't make any difference what it is, you have to shut it down. Well, quercetin is extremely effective. It's one way of dealing with proteolytic enzymes, which are your amylases and your proteases and so forth. At certain levels work pretty well. You want to upregulate the immunological response. You can do that with several things. We're using NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which is the precursor to glutathione, which is your first and most important and major anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. It works extremely well targeting the liver and the intestinal tract. We may be using glutamine. Now, I don't want you to run out and start taking this stuff, but what I'm saying that they're available to you, and you need to get to somebody who can help you do that. We're coming up to a break. I'm going to give you a little bit more to wrap this around after we come back. This is for you. I want you to be able to make your own decisions. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live as you be on the Eastern Seaboard at 11 a.m. in the morning. You know, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. And my life is dedicated to making sure that you get all the information I can possibly give you so you can make informed decisions about your health and give you the tools so you can help yourself. That's what we're all about. And, you know, those of us who have served our country and those who are in active duty right now, I want you to know that free because of you, we have what we have and we're moving forward. And there's many of you who are brave and push against uninformed patterns at which we're talking about today. We're talking about informed consent. We're talking about your ability to make decisions on your health platform after you've been given all the information, but more importantly, what you can do about it. If you need to reach out to me and you'd like some guidance, you can do that by going to rozellcare.com or simply go to my teaching and my website, drtomrozelle.com, 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 and I will get back to you. And you know what? When you ask me a question, if I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you one or two things. I don't know, but I'm going to find out, or here's the answer. And I'm happy to do that with you. I'm not going to take a position one way or the other relative to right or wrong or things. That's on you. That's your decision. It's your health. That's where my book came in some years ago that I wrote, you know, Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It is up to you. It's in your hands. And I want to give you the tools. And that's a little bit about what we're doing today. And I'm teaching about 40 some doctors with a co-teacher from Boston, Dr. David Leaf. And we're going through in much more detail the things that I'm talking to you about today. And I want you to understand that you do have opportunities and choice. So we talked a little bit about, you know, what happens when you have an antigen, a viral identifier in your body, not your body's immunological reaction, which is an antibody. That's the difference. Antigen is the presence. Antibody is your reaction to that presence. And so if you got something, what do you do about it? Now you got this inflammation, this cytokine reaction, and you have a cascade of other inflammation that takes place. What do you do with it? How do you decrease? Because the truth of it is that you're not going to protect yourself from every viral pattern in the world just by out and getting every vaccine that's available. It's just not going to happen that way. There's too many of them. You're going to be in line every day of your life forever. Not going to work that way. You have to bring up your body's immunological response. And you do it by eating well. It means by being very, very jealous, if you will, about what goes into your body, making sure that you're eating good, clean, unadulterated food, that you filter your waters, that you make sure the chlorines and the fluorides and so forth are out of it. But in this particular situation, we're talking about things that happen that are out there and that's affecting people who have low immunological reactions. So we talked about vitamin D. Vitamin D levels have to be high. And you want to get them up as close to 80 to 90 to 100 as you possibly can. You know, Sweden right now after 20 months is down around the low level, number 40 on deaths and morbidities and everything due to this viral pattern. Well, what happened to them? Well, the Swedes do something really interesting. Twice a year, they get their blood checked for vitamin D levels. So you have a country that was on tons of vitamin D. So comparatively across the board, they didn't suffer the consequences that everybody else did. So your vitamin D is critical. You also want to make sure your zinc levels are adequate and they're supportive. If you do that, now you've got a two-front approach to protect you. Decrease the sugars. One teaspoon of white sugar decreases your white blood cell ability to function at a normal level by 8% over 12 hours. That's crazy, right? And it's compounded, not double, 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 but it continues to increase for every sugar that you put in your body. That's how the body reacts. We talked a little bit about proteolytic enzymes. There's a substance called oleander 4X. It's an extract of the oleander plant in homeopathic form that has been shown to shut down the replication, the ability of enveloped viruses to grow. You can get that off my website. You can simply go to drtomrozelle.com, scroll all the way down. It's a direct link into the company. You can deal with them directly, and it's not going to hurt you. Again, homeopathic levels. But as I presented last week as part of my presentation to these 200 doctors that do the work that we do and showed them what happens and how it causes the envelope to break down and to stop the duplication, the growth of these envelope viral patterns. It's amazing how it works. NAC, N-acetylcysteine, we talked about that early in the program. What that does, it is the precursor to glutathione, which is a major detoxifier. But you need to be, you know, walk through this thing and to reach out. If we can help you at the Results Center or any of our platforms, please let us know. We're coming up to the end of the program, and understand why I do this for one reason only, and simply this. I love you all very much. I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.